Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
3 days till the SEC championship game. How do we want to do this? We'll do one, because I got three and you got three. You go first, and then I'll go, and back and forth?
That sounds good to me, Andy Bunker.
Okay, you go first.
Can UGA run the ball? I think that is vital to the success of what they need to do on Saturday, is being able to run the ball. Don't be one-dimensional because of the havoc wreaker that they have as a pass rusher up there. And that goes with the fact of don't get behind. Mm-hmm. You know, and because if you get behind, then it's all about, okay, we got to get back in a hurry. So that gives them another chance to be able to tee off and create turns. So GG, I think they got to run the football.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Where are you in terms of your confidence in their ability to do it? Because I think they're going to be able to do it.
Oh, I'm with – I think they can. Yes. See, I have no – there's – I think – Andy, and I know we got more questions. I have no doubts that George can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I feel that way too.
Yeah.
Now, we know there's a couple like interesting, you know, headline-y kind of, when you look at this game, matchup-wise, situations that are interesting, because I think it's fair to say that Alabama probably has the best defensive player in the game, even though Georgia has the best defense.
I think he's the best player in the game.
He might be the best defensive player in college football.
Yes, I think he's the best player in the game.
Will Anderson's incredible. Yes. They also might have the best offensive player in the game as well.
Yes.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But I still think Georgia's defense is better than Alabama's defense. I think we all agree on that. I think Georgia's offense is better than Alabama's offense. Their offensive line's certainly better than Alabama's offensive line. It's just interesting because they have the headline guys, names that probably everybody knows, but Georgia has the depth, and you know, those are the things that stand out in this football game. And I'm with you. I think Georgia will be able to run the football.
Georgia can throw more bodies at Alabama.
Oh, absolutely.
Alabama needs their dudes to be their dudes.
Absolutely. And that I've got a question in relation to that in a minute we'll get to. But on the topic of running, I think you and I both agree that Bryce Young will run in this game.
Yes.
How does Georgia go about stopping Bryce Young from running if he decides to get past the line of scrimmage?
And see, that's the thing about it. And I want to go back and make some a kind of slight correction. I don't know if there'll be quarterback design runs.
Okay.
I think that he'll break, contain, and run. I don't think they're going to sit there and do the read option with Bryce Young. I don't, not against Georgia, because he'll get his little ass knocked.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
He's not the biggest guy in the world.
He ain't the biggest fella now. So I don't think that would serve them. But I do think that he will find a way to break, contain, and run the ball. Mm-hmm. But as far as them like using him in quarterback runs, oh, no, Nick don't want to do that.
So if that's how they're going to do it then what's the best? Because if he's breaking, contain, that means the play has gone on a little bit longer than they wanted it to. Maybe the play broke down a little bit, either on offense or defensively for Georgia. Like, what's the best? Is there a way to actively defend that, or is that just something that happens?
They got to stay in their lanes, first of all. Georgia does a lot of stunting up front. They do a lot of twists and everything, bringing backers. I thought the one thing that you saw in the Georgia Tech was able to pick it up a lot. Now, Georgia was just better in running the hell over their protectors and still able to pressure the quarterback. But the stunts and everything, you can't get to a point where you stunt out of your lane. You know what I mean? And then there is that lane for him to run, or that lane to see through, or giving him another second. Because as good as Georgia's secondary is, like, they can't hold up all day with these receivers, with Minshew and Williams. These are some bad boys. Huh? So they got to, you know, get pressure and stay in the lane so you don't allow him to move and make those throws.
The thing that makes me feel good about if that's something that's going to happen, if Bryce Young's going to be a little bit more mobile in his football game, is just how fast and how good of tacklers the Georgia linebackers are. I mean, those guys are all sideline to sideline guys. I know N'Kobe Dean gets, you know, the majority of the credit, understandably. Kenning Tindall's incredible. Yes. Quay Walker's incredible. Like, those guys are really good, really yes. fast.
And they close.
Right.
That's the thing about it is, Andy, they close That's the key. So fast.
And if you're the guy, like if he gets you out on an island and he's trying to get those dirty yards or whatever and pick up that first down, you wrap him up and get him on the ground. And these guys are really good at that. Georgia's yeah, a really good tackler.
They're very good tacklers. They're very good tacklers. Okay. Can UGA not give up the big play? Mm. And that's one. That is the thing that we've been people that I've talked about. Like Georgia has to give up the big play, but they've been they've been so comfortable ahead that the big play wouldn't break them.
Right.
And so that's one of those things where because they have an offensive player, they have a quarterback. I'm talking about Alabama, and they got receivers who can do that on a consistent basis. We said it earlier. Bryce Young's not going to miss wide open receivers. Mm-hmm. Like how Tennessee missed him and Kentucky, he's not going to do that. And these guys are going to catch the ball and make big plays. Minch is his dude. Minch got 90 receptions. That's his guy. That's the chain mover and all those different things when he looks at Minch. But Williams has 61 catches for 1,200 yards. He averages 20 yards a catch.
He's very explosive.
He's explosive as hell.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. If they can, like, if they do what you said, if they don't give up the explosive play, like, at all, Georgia wins this game, like, handily.
Yes.
If they limit explosive plays, which I think is going to be probably what they have to do, because I just think Alabama's going to get some. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of not giving up so many and also not giving them up in really critical moments. That's what Georgia's been so good at. They've given up big plays. We talked about them earlier in the show. There's been a few big plays here and there. This haven't mattered because Georgia's been up by 30 at the time when they gave up those plays. I don't think that'll be the case on Saturday. Is there a scenario in which we see JT Daniels that doesn't involve Stetson Bennett getting hurt? Like, is there a way JT Daniels gets on the field without – because if Stetson gets hurt, we understand JT's a backup.
Right, right.
But is there a scenario in this football game where JT Daniels factors
yes.
and Stetson's healthy?
If he struggles.
I think so, too.
I don't think Kirby will allow this game to get away from them by Stetson not playing well. Mm-hmm. He will go to JT. And how miraculous would it be if it's a halftime adjustment?
I know. It's just one of those things that sports does.
But the thing about it is, if he struggles – And I'm not saying – I don't anticipate Stetson Bennett struggling. Mm-hmm. I don't. He has not given me any reason. I don't anticipate him struggling. But if he does, oh, yeah, Kirby's getting him out of there.
What would that –
couple interceptions.
What does that
couple
look like?
Couple interceptions.
Couple like kind yes. of silly mistake yes. interceptions yes. in the first half.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe Alabama hits a big play or two and Georgia finds themselves in a hole at halftime.
Yes.
I don't know. Almost kind of like the 2017 National Championship yes. game. And they say, all right, JT, get in there, steady the ship.
Yep.
Get this thing going. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Now, hopefully that doesn't happen from a Georgia perspective, but I could see it for sure.
Can Kirby not coach comfortable? Meaning by that is if they get up by 10, say 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, can Kirby continue not to be recklessly aggressive, but continue to do the things that got you the 10-point lead?
It's a great question, and it's something that we've been asking for. I mean, I don't know. That was a big off-season question, was the decision making that Kirby, in some of those tight moments. We haven't. That's one of the things this year that you're not complaining because Georgia's won every game by a million points. That's one of the things you haven't really had to see. There hasn't really been those moments this year to test that decision making. You have to think that'll happen on Saturday, right?
Yeah,
I do.
Even
if Georgia's winning, like you said, 10 points up in the second half or whatever, like don't get tight. Like don't get like, I don't know what the right word is. I don't want to say panic, but like don't do the things that you've done in the past.
Don't play to lose. Don't play not to lose.
Play to win the game.
Play to win the game.
Exactly.
Yeah,
do all the stuff that you did to get you there. Don't change the way that you got there. But and we've seen them do it before. We see teams do it all the time. Hopefully that doesn't happen. From an Alabama perspective, I know we talk about Bryce Young, we talk about Will Anderson on their defense, all that. It's pretty easy to say who you want to circle game plan-wise for Georgia.
Yes.
For Alabama, who do they need to be most focused on? Like, if you're thinking about Georgia's offense, who's the guy they're spending extra time on this week?
Oh, Brock Bowers.
Okay.
Yeah, Brock definitely. And you notice that in this last game, who was the primary running back? James Cook
was, yeah.
Yeah, so, of course, I think a lot of people want to see that. But, yeah, I think Brock Bowers definitely offensively. And defensively, it's definitely those inside backers. I know, and that's not saying taking anything away from Jordan Davis because, of course, you got to account for Jordan. You got to add bodies to him. But where are they on the football field when they're bringing that pressure? Because their pressure comes a lot now because of the defensive end that's I don't know if he's out of jail or whatever, comes from those guys inside. Can they figure out where they're going to be and when this pressure is coming? Because they do such a good job, Andy, of, and a lot of times, you know, defense linemen, they do this a lot. It ain't just Georgia. They'll grab that inside breastplate on the shoulder pads and hold you. And Georgia linebackers do such a great job of staying skinny.
Yeah, they'll shoot right there.
They stay so skinny that you don't see them until it's like, oh, my God, he's got to sack me.
They did an incredible job against Tennessee.
They do such a great job of just getting skinny right there, right there. And then right as soon as you see them, you get tackled.
3 days away. We've been counting down in this game for months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.